Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of procrastination-busting energy. Let's face it, life can feel like a never-ending to-do list, right? We're constantly bombarded with expectations, deadlines, and demands. It's easy to get overwhelmed, which leads to that familiar feeling. Yep, procrastination. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon against this dreaded beast? A shield that protects your time, energy, and sanity. It's all about setting healthy boundaries, my friends. Today, we're diving deep into the superpower, how it can slash your stress levels and conquer procrastination once and for all. Sound good? Let's get fired up. First thing first. What exactly are boundaries? They're basically the invisible lines you draw around your time, energy, and emotions. Think of them as your personal stop signs, politely but firmly saying no to things that drain you or pull you away from your priorities. Here's the deal, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about self-respect. It's about recognizing your worth and choosing to invest your precious resources in what truly matters. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to fill yourself up first before you can effectively help others or tackle those big goals. Okay, so we know why boundaries are important, but how do we actually set them? It all starts with awareness. Pay attention to your energy levels throughout the day. When do you feel most productive? When do you start feeling drained? What activities leave you feeling energized and fulfilled? And which ones sap your motivation and leave you feeling depleted? Once you have a clearer picture of your energy flow, identify areas where you tend to overcommit or say yes when you really mean no. Maybe it's agreeing to last-minute tasks at work, taking on too many projects, or constantly putting others' needs before your own. You know that feeling when you're saying yes but secretly wishing you could scream no? Yeah, that's a red flag. Now, let's talk about actually communicating those boundaries. Start small. Practice saying no to less important requests. Instead of defaulting to yes, try phrases like, "I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm fully booked right now." That sounds interesting, but it's not something I can commit to at the moment. Remember, a simple and polite no is perfectly acceptable. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. Over time, setting boundaries becomes easier, like flexing a muscle you use more often. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be a notorious people pleaser. Always willing to lend a hand, she constantly found herself overworked and stressed. One day, she decided enough was enough. She started setting boundaries by saying no to unnecessary commitments and prioritizing her own well-being. She learned to delegate tasks at work, schedule me time into a calendar, and communicate her needs more clearly. The result? Sarah felt less overwhelmed, more productive, and ultimately happier. She realized that taking care of herself wasn't selfish, it was essential for her overall success and well-being. So remember, my friends, setting boundaries is not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for what truly matters in your life. It's a gift you give yourself, one that reduces stress, boosts productivity, and empowers you to live a more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you need to set a boundary. What are those things that drain your energy or pull you away from your priorities? Maybe it's checking social media constantly, overcommitting to work projects, or saying yes to every invitation. Once you've pinpointed the problem area, think about what kind of boundary you can set in that situation. Then, put that boundary into action. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. You got this. Now, go out there and make those boundaries work for you. Until tomorrow, keep crushing it, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.